Last week, Scott Holley, a new media project manager at Media Access Australia, introduced the Apple's latest device, the iPad, and spoke about how it can be used and its accessibility features. Today, I'm joined in the studio by Sarah Police, new media coordinator for Media Access Australia, who is going to tell us the latest news from Apple about the iBooks application for the iPad and what it means for people who are vision impaired. Now, just to recap, what are the accessibility features of the iPad?
Well, the iPad's been likened to a huge iPod Touch or iPhone that is used for ebook reading, web browsing, emailing, and many other things. Like the Apple's iPod Touch and iPhone, the iPad does include Apple's text-to-speech tool called VoiceOver. It also includes other inbuilt accessibility features such as Zoom that enables a user to magnify the entire screen of any application, and also the ability to contrast by changing the iPad's display colours from to white on black.
So tell us, Sarah, what is the latest news from Apple about the iBooks application?
Well, early last week, Apple actually confirmed that its VoiceOver tool, so that's the text-to-speech tool, will also work to read ebooks through the iPad. So this confirms what many anticipated and hoped for, and actually what Scott alluded to last week. But until this week, we couldn't verify that that was the case. Furthermore, we also now know that the format or the type of ebook file that the iBook application uses is actually the EPUB format, which is short for electronic publication. There are many different formats that an ebook file can come in, and according to Apple, the EPUB is the most popular open book format in the world. So what this means for owners of the iPad is that they can not only buy books through the Apple's iBook store, but they can also buy books from other ebook stores that support this particular format and then read them on the iPad.
Wow. So how do the accessibility features of iBooks compare with a dedicated ebook reader such as Amazon's Kindle?
Well, like the iPad, the Kindle, which is produced by Amazon, has an inbuilt text-to-speech feature so that the Kindle can read books out aloud to users. However, what it doesn't have is that text-to-speech feature doesn't enable people who are blind or vision impaired to actually navigate the Kindle using audio menus. There are unconfirmed reports that the next version of the Kindle will include audio menus and also new supersized font for easy navigation. Another difference between the Kindle and the iPad is that the Kindle uses what's called e-ink, which is a paper-like display, and the e-ink display is reported to make reading easier on the eyes. The iPad has a full-colour backlit display. But if we put the technical issues aside for a moment, the real problem for users who are blind and vision impaired is the licensing fees and copyright laws for ebooks.
And what are those issues?
Well, the problem is that when Amazon released a Kindle that could read books out aloud, the Authors Guild claimed that this was violating writers' copyright. So they saw this as like a narrator actually reading an audio book. So although Amazon said that no copy is being made and it's not a derivative work, in late February 2009, Amazon still gave rights owners the choice to enable or disable the audio function title by title. So what this means is that some books that are bought currently for the Kindle cannot be read using the text-to-speech function of the Kindle. So at the moment, there's no word on whether the Authors Guild will also pursue a similar complaint against Apple, so we will just have to wait and see.
So, Sarah, when can Australians expect to be able to buy an iPad?
Well, Apple has indicated that the iPad will be available in Australia late April. It is due for release in the US on the 3rd of April, and Apple did begin accepting pre-orders from US citizens on the 15th of March. So hopefully we'll see Australians being able to pre-order soon.
Thank you for all of that today, Sarah. Now, if you would like to know more about the accessibility features of the iPad and the iBook application, go to Apple website and visit the Apple iPad features page. Alternatively, you can email Media Access Australia at info@mediaaccess.org.au or call 02 9212 6242. That's 02 9212 6242 for more information. I've been speaking with Sarah Police, new media coordinator for Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.